and welcome to this episode of the Spring 2011 EMS Authors Podcast Series, brought to you by Jones and Bartlett Learning. My name is Bill Kimball. We recently had the opportunity to speak with several authors who have worked in partnership with Jones and Bartlett to discuss those projects. Today we're speaking with Mike McAvoy, lead editor for the Critical Care Transport textbook offered by Jones and Bartlett Learning. Thanks for joining us today, Mike. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and give us a bit of background on yourself?
So my name's Mike McAvoy, and I'm one of the lead authors of the Critical Care Transport textbook. And I am a nurse, a paramedic, a medical college professor, and I've been in an ICU setting with cardiothoracic, surgical, adult, and pediatric patients for about 22 years, and taught for 20 years critical care medicine at Albany Medical College in upstate New York, and have been practicing as a paramedic even longer than that, since the 1970s.
Tell us a little bit about critical care transport, how it came to be.
Well, for years we've had paramedics moving patients between hospitals, and kind of different than a field response. Critical care transport is really a much more acutely ill patient who has a lot of equipment, pumps, and monitors attached to them. Pretty much the development of that has happened increasingly as specialty centers have become more common in the United States. So you have burn centers, you have hyperbaric centers, you have STEMI centers, stroke centers, and so the need to move a sick patient from one facility to another has really increased linearly within the last probably 5 years or so. And the interesting thing about this textbook and the development of critical care transport is that a lot of things came together at the same time. So the availability of a national board exam for ground medics, which parallels what's been going on with flight medics, and the need for people who are taking the test either to be a flight medic or to be a ground transport medic to have some sort of a resource. And that basically, those things all came together at about the same time as this book was developed. And so critical care transport is really entirely different entity than ground transport, and it deals with moving patients between facilities.
Excellent. Thank you. Why should an instructor choose critical care transport?
Well, I think from a perspective of advantages that this textbook has over other textbooks, it actually molds itself to the kinds of things that are covered in the Board of Critical Care Transport exam, both for flight paramedics and for ground transport paramedics. So it has a pretty much comprehensive approach to the material that's covered in the blueprint for those exams, and pretty much follows the outlines from virtually any organization that you could get: the Society of Critical Care Medicine, the American College of Emergency Physicians, the National Association of EMS Physicians, the Flight Paramedics Association, the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. All of those curriculums and all of those guidelines for critical care transport are covered comprehensively in this textbook. It's also organized in a fashion that takes an approach to issues from a systems basis rather than from a perspective of looking at problems that could occur with a patient. It looks at systems and deals with it from a perspective of what you would want to see when you're looking at, for example, the cardiovascular system, what you'd want to see when you're looking at drugs and pharmacology, what you'd want to see when you're looking at their neurologic system. And so that's a little bit of a unique approach. It also has a pretty good pass rate for any of the board exams that a nurse or paramedic would want to take.
That's great. Thank you for such an insightful answer. What instructor materials are available to support critical care transport?
I'm glad you asked that question. The textbook is not just a textbook. It has a pretty comprehensive instructor CD that has three really valuable tools to it. The first is it has a comprehensive test bank that's one of the Jones and Bartlett platforms for testing that gives the instructor the ability to write their own tests, to choose questions as they see fit, to break those down according to the chapters that are in the book. It's a really good testing program. Has a very comprehensive set of PowerPoints that Jones and Bartlett developed that go with the textbook that instructors can use. They can tweak them, they can write their own slides to go in with those, they can change the slides. So it's a fully integrated PowerPoint set. And then the third thing is a guideline for an individual who's developing a critical care transport class, how to set it up, how to find the instructors, how to run the course, and a comprehensive outline as to what time requirements you would need and exactly how you'd put a critical care transport program together to do one on your own.
Excellent. And finally, why did you decide to work with Jones and Bartlett Learning?
Jones and Bartlett asked me to get involved in writing the book, and I have to tell you that having worked with a number of publishers, virtually all the publishers in the EMS and the fire service market, the three of us that, myself and Dr. Jeff Raybrick and Mike Murphy, who's a chief of Critical Care Transport Service, in our work with Jones and Bartlett to finalize this book, one of the things that we found was that when we went to Jones and Bartlett and said, hey, we really don't like this chapter, we think this needs to be included, we think that needs to be taken out, Jones and Bartlett was amazingly flexible, and they left the decisions about what's in the book up to us. They didn't interfere with things that we thought were important to happen with the book. And when we finished with the product, we were just absolutely flabbergasted at the quality of the work that Jones and Bartlett did to make the book come out to be what we perceived we wanted to have happen. So that's why we chose to work with Jones and Bartlett, and we're going to stay on this project as the book evolves.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Spring 2011 EMS Authors Podcast Series. Again, we've been speaking with Mike McAvoy, lead editor of the Critical Care Transport textbook as offered by Jones and Bartlett Learning. To learn more about this exciting text or to request a copy for a review, please visit go.jblearning.com/cct. That's go.jblearning.com/cct. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.